keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver from 13 News. More than 100 Kansas Army National Guard soldiers are headed to the Middle East for the next year. The 130th Field Artillery Brigade will support Operation Spartan Shield and Inherent Resolve in Iraq, Syria, and Southwest Asia. The NTSB is going to wrap up its third day of testimony today in a hearing looking into January's deadly crash over the Potomac River between an Army helicopter and the American Airlines plane that took off from Wichita's Eisenhower Airport. PBS Kansas says it raised nearly $60,000 in 24 hours during an emergency pledge drive this week. The public broadcasting station in Wichita, serving most of Kansas, lost $1.2 million in a recent budget bill signed into law by President Trump. In Topeka, David Oliver, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
My dad, he's a double amputee, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. To me, a hero is someone who fights for our country and freedom. My dad is a hero. Most of our troops built this house, and it's basically made for him. My dad can get through the wide doorways. When he is making our lunch, he can reach anything we need. He'll help me build tiny projects. Life is good here. Without homes for our troops, we'd be living in a home that didn't have all these features that helped him.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives.
If they get a new house like this one, it'll help them, like, do normal life. My dad's not just a hero, he's my hero.
Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 79. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 59. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Schindel Pest Control of Concordia has been family-owned and operated for over 78 years in North Central Kansas. They offer complete insect and rodent control month-to-month or for a one-time service. They can treat both your home and business. Call Schindel Pest Control at 243-2554. That's 243-2554 to protect your business, home, and family today. Spiders, mice, bedbugs, termites, and more. Let them eliminate those pesky pests at Schindel Pest Control in Concordia.
Coming up, it's our KDNS KZDY area community calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. All July, it's Free Swim Saturday at the Downs and Glen Elder Swimming Pools. This Wednesday and every Wednesday through Labor Day, check out the Little Red Schoolhouse in Beloit while you stock up at the Farmer's Market just off Highway 24 in Beloit from 4 to 6. And grab some coffee and donuts from 10 to 11 at Downs Care and Rehab this Friday. The Phillipsburg Rodeo is coming up July 31st through August 2nd. Congratulations to Cindy Monty and her other rodeo ticket winners. If you haven't got your tickets yet, buy them at KansasBiggestRodeo.com. Thursday night, it all kicks off with a free barbecue at 6 for ticket holders with Queen Coronation and Mutton Bustin' to follow. And it's family night and tough enough to wear pink with rodeo action starting at 8. Friday, enjoy mutton busting at 7:15 with the rodeo at 8 and live music following. Saturday at 2, check out the downtown parade. The rodeo will start again at 7:15 with mutton busting and the final rodeo performance at 8 with live music following. The Tipton Picnic is also this weekend, Friday, August 1st through August 3rd. Friday night, the softball tournament begins at 6 and the celebration begins at 8. Enjoy the live band of Petty Cash and the Last Man Standing drawing at 10. Saturday action starts at 7:30 a.m. with the 2-mile walk or 5K run, horseshoe tournament, and Cardinal Creations at 9. Poker rally at 9:30. In the evening ends with the fried chicken and roast beef dinner at 5. And enjoy games and rides opening at 5:30 with the ever-popular fundraising auction beginning at 6 and bingo at 7. At the conclusion of the auction, there will be the final cash and prize drawings of over $22,600. Sunday closes out the event with the golf tournament at the Tipton Oaks Golf Course at 10. See the full schedule at TiptonKansas.com. Kevin and Heidi Ching, an incredible piano and violin duo, will be at the Portis Grace Brethren Church on Sunday, August 3rd at 10:30 a.m. Join them for a joyful and inspiring time of worship with Kevin and Heidi Ching. Their performance includes surprise elements in worship songs, heartfelt testimonies, and uplifting music that will both make you laugh and encourage you. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar, brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and Discover MitchellCounty.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Shone Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit ShoneFHM.com.
Hannah K. Miller, 25, of Stockton, Kansas, passed away on Friday, July 25th. Born in Osborne on December 31st, 1999. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, August 30th from 12 to 4 p.m. at 183 Lane's Bowling Alley in Stockton with a potluck meal at 1. Memorials are suggested to the Plumer Overlease Funeral Home to assist with funeral expenses and may be sent to 723 North 1st in Stockton. Althea M. Loomis, age 105, of Mankato, passed away on July 22nd. Funeral services will be Friday, August 1st at 10:30 a.m. at the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Mankato. Burial will follow at Mount Hope Cemetery. Visitation will be Thursday, July 31st from 1 to 7, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 at Melby Mortuary in Mankato. Memorials are requested to the Jewell County Hospital or the Mankato City Library and may be sent to Melby Mortuary. Funeral services for Robert Bob Smith, age 92, of Glen Elder, will be at 10 a.m. Friday, August 1st at the St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church in Cocker City. Mr. Smith died Saturday, July 26th at the Mitchell County Hospital. Memorials may be given to the Wakanda Baseball Club. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Melvin Bob DeLay, age 73, of Cocker City, will be at 10 a.m. Thursday, July 31st at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Cocker City. Mr. DeLay died Saturday, July 26th at Downs Care and Rehab. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 with family present from 4 to 6 Wednesday at the Roberts Family Funeral Home in Beloit. Memorials may be given to the NCK Genealogical Society or Solomon Valley Community Foundation. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Ian Drake will be held on August 4th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Beloit. Memorials may be given to the St. John's Catholic Church or Boost Ministries. Cremation has taken place and there will be no visitation. Mr. Drake died Sunday, July 27th at Mitchell County Hospital in Beloit. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements and condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Jacoby Tyson will be at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 2nd at Robert's Family Funeral Home in Beloit. Visitation will be Saturday, August 2nd at 9 a.m. before the funeral service with family present at the time. Memorials may be given to the Funeral Expense Fund in care of the funeral home. Jacoby Tyson died July 27th. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at Robert's FamilyFS.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Shone Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit ShoneFHM.com.
your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Royals manager J.J. Piccolo was busy pulling off three trade deadline day trades, including one that went up right to the very last minute, and that was when they acquired San Francisco Giants outfielder Mike Yastrzemski. The deal was first reported by MLB.com's Mark Feinson. The 34-year-old outfielder is hitting .231 with 8 homers, 38 runs scored, and 28 RBIs this season. He is the grandson of Red Sox legend Carl Yastrzemski. The Royals sent single-A arm Yonor Marte back to the Giants in the deal. Before that, they acquired Pirates left-handed arm Bailey Falter, sending out minor league reliever Evan Sisk, who made his debut this year, along with first baseman Callan Moss in exchange for Falter. The first deal of the day might have had the biggest effect as they shipped off backup catcher Freddie Fermin to the San Diego Padres in exchange for right-handed pitchers Ryan Burgett and Stephen Kolek to bolster the Royals' arms here in the second half. The Royals head out on a 9-game road trip, 54-55, beginning with a 3-game series in Toronto starting tonight at 6:07 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 79. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 59. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 61 degrees.